Welcome to Hope Blooms, a podcast from the Early Pregnancy Loss Association.
At EPLA, we seek to support women and families suffering early pregnancy loss by providing resources, education, and community. It is our vision that no one suffers miscarriage alone. Welcome back to Hope Blooms. I'm Emily Carrington, EPLA's Executive Director.
And I'm Stephanie Gordon, an EPLA board member.
Today, we are going to talk about actually two holidays in May that I think can come with a lot of feelings for lost moms, especially in and around these holidays. So, of course, it's Mother's Day.
Yes.
And I want to talk, too, about bereaved Mother's Day. And so, yeah, so Mother's Day.
Yeah, so bereaved Mother's Day is the first Sunday in May, and it's defined as a day that honors mothers who have experienced miscarriage, stillbirth, SIDS, or any other type of pregnancy and infant loss.
Yeah. So I don't know if a lot of people know. It's been around for a while.
Yes.
But it's also a weird one, right? Like, you're not going to, like, take your mom to brunch or take your son to brunch. I know you said you weren't familiar with bereaved Mother's Day. What are your initial feelings?
I think it would be beautiful for a mom who, and maybe it's their first Mother's Day post losing a child, to kind of take that day to remember and honor. I personally did not, I guess, quote, celebrate bereaved Mother's Day after my loss. We actually, my husband, that first Mother's Day, he bought me a crabapple tree. And so we actually planted that tree that Mother's Day. So I think bereaved Mother's Day is a wonderful thing.
I think it's a good chance for others and to remind others to care for bereaved mothers.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not something necessarily that's as easy to celebrate. Or to, like, and it gives you a place to honor your own loss.
Yes.
But a reminder to take care of the bereaved mothers. And it is a day that's not with the expectation of celebration and joy, but instead with the realization.
Which is so important for a mom who has lost, because Mother's Day is usually, like, it's a celebration,
right?
You know,
it's a very spring and life-giving, and
yes, and that's hard for someone, especially someone who has recently experienced loss.
Well, and I've had some mixed feelings about bereaved Mother's Day. Where one, I want to say, like, you are a mother and you deserve Mother's Day, but also, as a mother who has also experienced loss, having that a little bit of separation gives time, I think, to honor my own experience.
Yes.
In that way, in both ways, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's okay if I remember some of the sweetest, I had a really fresh loss as we coming into Mother's Day. And some of the sweetest messages I got were saying, you know, I see you, you're a mom.
Yes.
I'm sorry about your loss.
Yes.
So I think mothers, bereaved mothers, of course, deserve attention on Mother's Day as well. But I think having that time, because I think sometimes, too, things can get, like, sticky or complicated. I don't think it's helpful to take the joy and celebration away from Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
personally, like, as a bereaved mom, mm-hmm. I didn't want everyone to be like, oh, we can't be happy because she's in the room. Let's all be sad. Like, you don't want to be Eeyore, right?
Yeah.
Or you want to, like, come into the room with your cloud. Like, everyone stop the happiness.
Yeah.
Join her in her sadness. I think there's benefit to that, to joining people in their sadness.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, like, didn't want to be the, like, local sadness, like, in... You know, so
do you do anything for Mother's Day?
I haven't ever done anything. EPLA, like, we'll make sure to, like, do Facebook posts and some awareness and things like that of sort of just, I see you.
Yes.
I think really, personally, I'd love to see it a day where, like I said, where we remember to take care of bereaved mothers, that other people, it's a hard one, right? So like Mother's Day, I expect my children to do something for me, and, or, you know, or I will do something for my mom. But bereaved mothers inherently don't have the children to honor them, you know? So it's a hard one where I think like we as friends and family and support people have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Send her flowers.
Yes, a note.
Yeah, yeah. Take her out to lunch.
Yeah.
Take her out to coffee. Ask her if she wants to talk about her loss. Mm. If you know she's had a loss, then you know, like she might want to. There's a good chance she would want to talk about it. It's not a completely private thing, you know. Open that dialogue with her. Most women, I think, are waiting to be asked or seen.
Yes, yes, to be approached by that.
So I think I've seen more events and activities. A long time ago, I went to a mother's tea over in Blissfield, and I think it was around the time of Bereaved Mother's Day. So those are good events that can come to get together with other bereaved moms. Like if you are a bereaved mom and you feel like you're sitting around waiting for someone to take care of you, that's frustrating. So maybe reach out.
Yeah.
And maybe Bereaved Mother's Day is a day you could do something for, quote unquote, for yourself and for your grief. Like if you're feeling alone and isolated, like call that support group that you've been wanting to call. Reach out to that friend that you know has had a loss. Set up a counseling appointment. Like, yes. Do something.
I think those are all really great points.
Then, you know, let that be sort of the beginning of... Mm-hmm. And I think, too, I think Bereaved Mother's Day is different from Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day. Like, Bereaved Mother's Day is about you.
Yeah. It's about the mom.
Yeah. The Infant Loss Day is about the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. Mm-hmm. We should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously these things are super intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
But this is about, I don't know that this is a day. I mean, it might be a day to go visit the gravesite and to go do things that help you heal and connect to your baby. But I don't know that this is a day that you need, that is just about remembering the baby. We have that day.
Yes. Which is October 15th. Yes.
So, and we know you remember your baby every day.
Mm-hmm.
And in remembering your baby, honoring you as the mother.
Yes.
And the process you went through carrying the baby and honoring that motherhood. Like you are a mother. You are a mother. You are a mother. Like,
yes, 100%.
As soon as that baby came to life, mm-hmm. so did your motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Motherhood begins at conception.
Yes.
Is so important. To honor that, because I think you can feel so robbed of your motherhood in that, or at least I did.
Yeah.
With my first being, mm-hmm. it was my first loss. I didn't just feel the death of my child. I felt robbed of my motherhood. Was I a real mom? So I'm here to say.
You are a mom.
You are a real mom.
Yes.
And I think too, I would love to hear and see other people's thoughts and ways. You've honored your motherhood. I love what we have done to honor our children, and I would love to see sort of growing from that, honoring those mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So we would love to hear input on any way we could sort of dream. I feel like it's one of the, it's not going to be a holiday that it's one of those I feel that it goes unnoticed till you need to notice it.
Yeah. But just know that you are seen. And thought about.
Yeah.
Because you were a big part of that process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're the only thing they knew. It's such a special, it's such a special. I remember my husband was jealous that I was at least had this physical connection with the baby, that I held the baby, that I, even if it wasn't a conscious thing, right? This baby was a part of me. And that was a source of jealousy.
Yeah.
So, and I mean that in a sort of like, you have a special role way. So we just ask you all to take time this Mother's Day and this bereaved Mother's Day to honor bereaved mothers, honor yourself if you're a bereaved mother, and to know that it's a heavy burden to carry, but it's one that we are carrying together.
Yes.
So thank you all. You are listening to Hope Blooms.
Thank you for listening to Hope Blooms, a podcast from the Early Pregnancy Loss Association.
To learn more about how we and you can support women suffering early pregnancy loss, visit our website at miscarriagecare.com or find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you for listening.